I won't take the time to read from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 through 34, but if I did, you'd find out this king is so powerful that even under grace to step out and do despite to that grace is to gain the wrath of such a king. But we're American. We're born free. No one can tell us what to do. Our favorite song was sung by a man now dead. It says, "And I did it my way." But he's still a king in a kingdom. A king who rules in an eternal kingdom today. And when you come to Christ the King, it has to be on bended knees as your Lord with a penitent heart so that you might receive his gift of free salvation. He isn't an ordinary king. From the day that you're born into his kingdom and become one of his subjects, you're called to submit to his rule over you in all things. Philippians chapter 2 therefore says, "Work this thing happening inside you out in fear and trembling, for it is God, the King, who works in you to do of his and to will to do of his good pleasure." There's no higher authority than his. He is King and Lord over this, over the seen and the unseen. That's what security that is.
Yeah, it is.
What assurance. What release. This, I believe, is true liberty. And this is unquestionable freedom. When you come to that place in your spiritual experience where you realize that such a king is your king and that you have direct access to him yourself, dependent on no one else. And that this king would humble himself under his father's will and die for us. Don't just marvel that he was born, as hard as that was. Marvel that he chose to die and allow the death that he despised, the scriptures tell us in the Hebrew epistle, for the joy, that's you and me, that was set before him in an everlasting kingdom where he will still be that majestic king over all, and we'll still be his subjects. You know, I think perhaps at this Christmas time we ought to rethink our lives and ask ourselves what has made the greatest mark on us. Our pride as Americans, our liberty, our freedom, our justice for all, or coming to another kingdom, another society, an absolute monarch before whom we have bowed and submitted our rights and said, "Lord of my life, I crown thee now, thine shall the glory be." No wonder Paul said in the Corinthian epistle, "You're not your own, you're bought with a price." You see, every subject of this kingdom has been bought out. It's funny, you don't buy into God's kingdom, he buys you out. Yeah? It's a beautiful thing. You want to come in? I've got to buy you out. I don't give out shares here. I own the whole thing. And you're going to be mine. And yet in this is true liberty. Amen. An unquestionable freedom, because now I got the king on my side.
Amen.
I don't just belong to my father who is dead now and buried somewhere in Africa. I belong to a king. I'm a king's child. I have the benefits of this kingdom. And in the fact of submitting myself to such absolute rule in a monarchy where he is king and God, in exchange, I get righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, and the promise of everlasting life starting right now. Not when you die. The day that transaction takes place and you allow Christ to buy you out so that he might own you and give you entrance into his everlasting kingdom.